You're listening to
Hot Garbage.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Hot Garbage Podcast, your weekly music playlist. Thanks for joining us via iTunes, Stitcher, Buzzsprout, etc. We appreciate you downloading the show each and every Thursday. And thanks for sticking around with us. We've been on a little bit of a break during a really drab, chilly Portland July. And we thought it was time for our fans to laugh again. So my name is Drew. Joining me, as always, is the HBO special to my open mic night, my dear friend Andy. Back in the house.
Rude boy. Boop.
And Andy, about...
That was really bad.
When did we go to the comedy festival?
Fuck. This was months ago. We really just...
Literal months ago.
I'm going to own up to this one. We dropped the ball, guys.
We did drop the ball.
But this was a really good festival. The Bridgetown Comedy Fest this last year was really good.
Andy, Nate, and I were there. We were there, and we captured some interviews. It was a great festival. I mean, obviously, we can't promote it. But looking ahead to 2017, you guys got to be there. So on this episode, we're going to play some great music. We're also going to play some of the interviews that Andy, Nate, and I did live at the festival. We talked to comedians Anthony Lopez and Simon Gibson. So you're going to hear that exchange. We talked to comedian Nathan Brandon. We talked to Jason Traeger. We also talked to Seattle punk band Wimps, who played a showcase as part of the Kill Rockstar stage at this year's festival.
Oh, it was really fun. Yeah, those guys are really cool. And, oh man, there was just so many great performances I saw. It's just a really good comedy festival.
Yeah, so check out the notes on this episode. We'll mark out who we're talking to, and we encourage you to check all of them out on social media. All very active there, and you can find out what they're up to. And they're awesome artists and comedians. So enjoy the Bridgetown Comedy Festival edition of Hot Garbage. We'll see you next time.
Fart.
Well, we're here live with our old friend Anthony Lopez and comedian Simon Gibson at Bridgetown.
Thanks for
being on the show, guys, and taking a couple of minutes. Anthony, I don't even know if we have anything left to ask you. You've been on twice now, so give me the thing that's the most special about Bridgetown Comedy Festival
Honestly,
for you.
It's like seeing guys like him, seeing all these like people who I don't get to see very often in town coming through. Like, I love seeing like the big headliners and stuff, but like... seeing like the local scenes from other cities and people who I love coming through, getting to see them in like longer sets, and you know, just the camaraderie. Like, Bridgetown's like what do they always say? It's like summer camp for comedians. Not a lot of industry here. It's not a lot of pressure. It's not super competitive. It's just hang out.
Yeah.
Eat pizza and drink free beer.
Yeah.
Eat free pizza.
Where is the free beer?
That's a great question.
I'm looking for it.
We'll go show. I'll show you here.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Simon, are you from Portland, or are you coming from out of town?
Yeah, well, I'm originally from here, but I live in L.A. now.
How's that going? What are the key differences for you between the Portland scene and the L.A. scene?
Oh, God. Where to start? I mean, L.A. is great. It's really hard, so it makes you better faster.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Portland is like a really... great comedy town.
Yeah.
like food and booze and comedy and music and just like great shit.
This
is the best town.
Yeah. Is the crowd
in LA sucks. You put that on record. Portland everywhere. My favorite restaurant here, I'm gonna write a very poignant heartfelt reason of why I think TikTok is one of the best restaurants in town. If you haven't been there, it's open all night.
I saw a midget prostitute dancing in this.
Of course you have.
So it's a diner in the front, but then they have like a dance bar in the back for prostitutes. It's fantastic.
One of the main differences, like an LA comedy scene and a Portland comedy scene, you don't have a lot of like at open mics, like, oh, so why'd you get into comedy? Well, I'm trying to make it as an actor. My agent said this would be a good thing to build up. You don't have any of that here.
People are taking the comedy a bit more seriously as the primary function of the...
It's more of like a love of the game type thing, you know? Like a love of the... Rather than like, oh, this will help me get future gigs, you know?
Well, we are nominally a music discovery show, so I want to ask you, I'm going to give you a situation, and I'm going to ask you to tell me what kind of music you would listen to in that. Yeah. So you've been in a relationship with a girl or a partner for a year, and you are ready to end it, and you've just broken up with he or she.
Yeah.
What are you listening to?
Oof. After the initial breakup?
Right away. Something to clear your head.
It's Father John Misty all the time. Gotta get funny and sad.
Right. Okay, Anthony?
I'd put on, like the Locusts or, like, some spazzy, crazy band just to really, like, I want short, fast songs full of a lot of noise just to distract me, you know? I want, like, 30-second songs with a little bit of a gap in between thinking, like, did I just make a big mistake? Oh, no, they're screaming and spazzing again.
Yeah, you want something that affirms your decision, right?
I like how in your scenario, though, you're the one who broke up with her. And in mine, I was definitely broken up with. I'm like, of course I'll be sad because she fucking left.
I just assume you were a decent person and you were very sensitive to the feelings of another human being.
I'm way more better person.
Yeah, I mean, if it's me getting up, probably the Smiths, but that's just my go-to sad music. You know?
Very, very sad. What is the song that you play when you're trying to avoid writing that email after you've broken up with her?
I wouldn't break up. I would hope I didn't break up with her by email.
No. This is when you're trying to resist the reaching out and seeing how she is.
Oh God. Oof.
For me, both the answers to both are Bone Thugs and Harmony. So it's an easy
Which one?
Answer.
Crossroads
for me.
Or?
Oh, I think I'm going with East 1999, the opening track.
Yeah.
Just banging it out. And
wait, is that? Oh, that's not. I love the Thuggish Ruggish Bounce.
Oh, that's a good one too. Or like Notorious Thugs with Biggie.
Yeah,
that's what I get.
If I'm getting over a breakup, I'm singing Armed and Dangerous.
For me, it's always going to be Hank Williams. It's the saddest cowboy music in the world, and it's perfect for breaking up with people or being broken up with.
Yeah,
it's just sad, and it's about drinking and cheating. Yeah, Hank Williams.
Yeah, it's for me. It's Bone Thugs or the remix to Ignition. Something get me
you
bouncing.
Want to cheer up?
Yeah, I just need something to distract myself from.
In that case, I have to go with my go-to answer, which is KMFDM. Every time.
Well, Anthony, Simon, how can people follow what you guys are up to? What's the best way to keep track of you?
I mean, you can follow me on Twitter, the Gibby McRibby. It's a name I came up with a long time ago. And I don't know how to change it. So, got a hot 1,100 followers, doing pretty good. Instagram, Simone Gibson. I don't want it to be... I want you to have to look up different shit and for it to be real.
You're not
hard.
Really trying to build an audience.
Really
this is sort of...
trying to test your Google foo. You know, like, really, let's see how good you are at finding me using the Googles. Yeah.
I don't want you to find me.
I'm a good follow for any McDonald's hashtag that you are interested in.
Thank you.
I'm always retweeting that.
It was because of the McRib. It's obvious.
Yeah.
Some other inspiration that you got from that?
Yeah, like people think it's anything else. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes, I believe that's a quote from Catcher in the Rye.
He's Irish and he likes rips. So, Anthony, where can we follow you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at Anthony Lopez Pro2, Anthony Lopez PT2.
Excellent. Well, Simon Gibson, Anthony Lopez, thanks for being on Hot Garbage.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
She said she wanna know what it feel like to roll with a winner. I said I came a long way from a motherfucking TV dinner. If you wasn't shooting with me in the gym, better get a membership now. Tryna enjoy the whole summer, but she wasn't working with me in the winter. Hibernating, looking for a ball player when the bench pull up full of strip. On the internet, baller alert, looking for a motherfucking tip. And I ain't that guy, but I got a little money on the come up. Wasn't messing with me last year, see me making noise now, trying to get a come up. Fuck out of here. I be minding my business. You come knocking on my door like Jehovah's Witness. Last year, shitless. This shit a hit list. Wanna rock with me now? Tell me what is this nonsense? Messing with my conscience. Make me nauseous. Wanna bomb? Excuse me. All shit. Haters don't apply shit. I should start a mosh pit. You could join and watch this. Oh shit. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't never come down. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby.
and don't never come down. Come. What you sipping on? Trying to run game on a nigga like a marathon. I don't even play that. I can see you from afar. You just want the credit cards and the cash in your arms. Nigga with a new car. You just want a data star. I can tell by your IG you a fossil on. Fake ass, fake titties. Niggas tripping like Diddy. You ain't gonna catch me slipping even though you pretty. Got me on my ozone. Niggas getting caught up like Tiger Woods. Tell them niggas should've got a go phone. See me and I ride alone. You ain't get me on my zone. If it ain't about the money, I ain't picking up my phone. Now they in my DMs. Last year they wasn't. Cause I turned my ashy situation into something. These hoes ain't about nothing. As soon as you see the next nigga with money, but show she is dope. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't never come down. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby. And don't never come down. Come.
Nathan, welcome to Hot Garbage. Happy to have you on the show. We're here at Bridgetown Comedy with Nathan Brandon, a legendary comedian.
Legendary.
What is your favorite part about Bridgetown? What's your favorite part about this festival?
I love how experimental you can be on stage. You know, like, it's different. Normally, you go out and you do stand-up, and you know, some people may be into comedy, but, you know, not everybody is,
right, right.
Most of the time. Some people are just, I just want to laugh, so if you can make me laugh. And when you get into the weird shit, sometimes people are like, I did not get a babysitter for this. But here, it's all comedy fans. So, like...
So you can be as weird as you'd like,
right?
To be.
And you can do experimental stuff as much as you want. You can do stuff that just you like.
Right,
and then see, if comedy fans like it, I'm cool. I'm fine.
So, okay, so when you're doing something comedy-wise that is just for you, it's kind of like your own personal thing.
It's my whole act.
What are you hoping happens with the crowd? Like, what kind of reaction are you looking for?
It depends.
Do you want the silence? Do you want the
sometimes
the scratching of the heads?
So there's this one experimental joke that I'm doing right now that I want to hear what people think the joke is about by the end. I know people aren't going to laugh at it because it's a pretty dark joke. It's super dark. So, like, I know they're going to be uncomfortable. I know that a lot of people may get offended, may be mad at me by the end. But I would like to know why they're mad, like what they think the joke is about. So that's kind of my whole goal doing it. So, like, if people don't laugh at some stuff, it's cool. Other things, I'd hope they laugh at it because I laugh at it.
Are you collecting data on the on this dark joke?
Yep.
Are you trying to figure out what the
reason? I record every single one of my sets, and I have literally empirical evidence because I ask the crowd afterward, like, what you think the joke is about. And so every time someone screams out a response, I jot it down. Hopefully.
So is there a right answer, or is it open to interpretation?
I think there's a right answer. in my head, that's another thing, right? Like, as comedians, you write jokes thinking that it's going to be interpreted or taken in a certain way, and then the crowd takes it a totally different way. It could be something as simple as how you look, how you present yourself on stage, how you talk to people. And I think the joke is about not taking advice from other people so seriously.
Yeah.
But that has never come up.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the reasons I did it. It's like, you think, oh, it's this way. Oh, they're going to get it. This is one of the best jokes I've ever written. And then the crowd is like, oh, no, that was terrible. About.
So do you let it change? Are you open to their suggestions or their reaction in terms of, like, kind of crafting it and shaping it? Or
well,
are you,
no.
like... try to sell it on your own terms.
Yeah, like the whole purpose of that specific joke is not to make it so people eventually laugh at it at some point. It's just to kind of highlight where interpretation meets presentation. You know what I mean?
Excellent.
So,
yep.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's Bridgetown. You can.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Well,
we can
that's
talk
awesome.
About all that weird shit with no weed around.
I'm glad that Portland gives you that that flexibility. So we're typically a music podcast. We interview comedians, but we also interview musicians and stuff like that. So I want to ask you a question about a little bit about music. So I know you're married. You have kids. Is that right?
Yeah, I got one.
So how old is your child?
14 months.
14. Oh, so this is brand new.
Brand new.
So let's say when you're up in the middle of the night taking care of your relatively newborn baby, what are you listening to get through the evening? What's the music that's on your
trap music, man?
All trap.
I'm over that stove whipping that white. That's milk. That's I'm warming the milk. It looks like
is a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
Boy. So he's trapping while you're mixing up the milk. All right.
Get that milk. Yeah. Milk. Yeah, it's off the hook. It's
what do you and your wife listen to when you finally get them down to bed in the evening? What's the thing that comes on when you like pour that glass of wine to relax?
Porn music, man.
All right.
It's all that background porn music. That's all we need.
That's the right answer, actually.
Slow pace. Something you can keep a rhythm to. You know what I'm talking about.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Well, Nathan, Brandon, thank you so much for joining us on Hot Garbage. We appreciate your time.
Yeah,
enjoy
you.
The rest of Bridgetown, man.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
This is Andy again with some street garbage. We're on the street with Jason Traeger right now. We just saw his show with Rhea Butcher, Nathan Brannon, special guest Ian Carmel, and the band Wimps, which was fantastic. And you made a stance at the beginning of the show how you were against music and comedy.
I was joking.
Oh, yeah, you're joking.
That's a joke.
Okay. I feel like music and comedy go so well together, and I'm surprised in a city like Portland, you wouldn't have more music and comedy overlapping. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it works well. It can work well. It can be weird, but I think tonight it worked really well. And I think, yeah, I've often thought like noise music, things like that go well with comedy. I've seen some shows like that that have been
pretty awesome. Totally, yeah. Something more like psychedelic and just crazy atmospheric.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our friend Tim Wedwith has a show with EMS, who stands for Eat My Shit, and she's an amazing noise musician. It's
nice.
Cool background.
Nice.
Yeah. So have you had any crazy adventures this year at Bridgetown?
You know, no crazy adventures. I've been playing it pretty mellow, but I've been just seeing a lot of comedy and just being amazed at so many shows and so many performers, just loving. You know, it's an amazing whirlwind of just taking so much.
Oh, yeah. Who's one of the favorite shows you've seen, whose sets you've seen this season?
I thought the New Negroes show last night at the Doug Fir was probably the best all-around show that I saw. I thought Mia Jackson, I'd never seen her before, and that was, like, hands down top three probably for me. And everybody, David Bory. I mean, that show was just amazing. But I've seen Eddie Pepitone here just before the show we just did. You just watch him, and it's just like he's a magician. He's just a genius.
You know? We came to Baked last night, that was amazing. I had no idea that Brendan Small could shred that hard. It was incredible. Holy shit. And the whole band was great. Steve Agee was amazing. Nice. That was a really good show.
Nice. Yeah. I would have loved to have seen that. Yeah, you know, this year, being in the festival, having shows, I'm always, like, focusing on, like, the one I'm about to do. And I haven't seen as much as, like, I have in years past where I wasn't in the festival.
So. I feel like that'd be definitely a problem. Yeah, you're worried about being... Because the venues are kind of spread out a little bit, so you got to kind of get around.
See as much stuff, but everything I've seen so much great stuff. It's still a wealth.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, right on, man. Well, thanks for talking to us. We have to have you on the show sometime. It'd be great.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Have a good one.
You too.
Dave, Rachel, and Matt from The Wimps.
Or is it just Wimps?
Are we The Wimps?
It's not The Wimps. It's just Wimps.
But we are The Wimps because we're in Wimps.
We don't,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
We don't correct people, though.
What was the decision there? Was it a conscious decision to go, no, The?
No, The.
What is the aversion to The?
We're just assholes.
There's a lot of The
Can
bands,
you say assholes,
you know?
On your thing?
Absolutely.
So many times.
Yeah,
we're just assholes.
I think it's kind of funny to say we are Wimps.
Yes.
Like if you're like talking
we're
about
wimps.
It that way. No, we are the Wimps.
You know, like the
Wimps.
Beatles, da, da, the Rolling da, da, da. Stones, the Nirvana. So many The bands. We just wanted to not be The.
We're just looking for fights. Yeah, when we started this band in 2002, there was about eight. There's a lot of The bands. The White Stripes, The Strokes, The Beatles.
Are you making my joke again?
Yeah.
He's reiterating. Wants to make people.
I made it a little better.
Oh, I see. Punched it up. Punching up jokes.
Comedy show.
Speaking of which, you guys just played at a comedy show.
Uh-huh.
What's it like to be a band playing at a comedy show?
It's a new experience. We're used to playing punk clubs where people are, you know, in the mash pit, moving around.
There's limited mashing.
It's seated.
You ever
it's hard to mosh when you're seated.
Yeah.
People did try tonight, though, in fairness. There was a lot of chair rocking, things like that.
Yeah. Mind moshing.
Right. Yeah. A couple of headbangs for a good 40 seconds.
Wow. Cool. Yeah, I saw some people with crossed arms, tapping their fingers.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite part of playing at a comedy festival? Start
I like
there.
Seeing the comedians. I just don't see very many comedians. I appreciate humor. So it's like fun being in a different scene.
Like I like the free beer.
Free beer was nice.
They had donuts and pizza backstage.
Over by the snacks. But
that's comedy food. That is definitely not punk rock food.
It's nice to do something different where you're out of your element a little bit, you know?
Okay, so now what's your least favorite part of playing at a comedy show?
for me, it's just
the
weird.
The fucking heat, for
it's
sure.
It's very hot.
I assume most comedy festivals aren't this hot.
They're all hot, so you should think about
100% of the ones that we've played, it's 100 degrees.
When people are seated, it's difficult to ascertain their level of enjoyment, although I'm sure they're having a wonderful time. It's just not what I'm used to.
Ass and entertainment.
We put the ass.
Ascertain.
Everybody there was on acid.
Yeah.
So you guys are like a world-renowned Seattle band. So I assume you guys drove down. Did you guys drive down here together?
Private jet.
Yeah, private jet.
Private jet.
Yeah.
But you're together. Yeah. So since we're a music show,
three different jets.
What music do you guys listen to when you're traveling 3 hours from Seattle to Portland together?
Depends on what we're into. Which right now Matt's listening to Willie Nelson nonstop, so it's been all Willie Nelson.
Oh, on the road again.
It changes every tour.
Willie Nelson and Asleep at the Wheel album the other day, and it's great.
It's really good.
Listening to The Essential Willie Nelson, which is not a real album.
It's 13 discs.
It's 45 songs, but it's easy that I'm trying to learn piano so I can play along to it. And then I was playing them country songs I've discovered in the last couple weeks from listening to that, so I played them.
Days really into the Who, so one time I listened to all of the Who live at Leeds. You know, it just depends on, you know.
That was years ago.
I'm just giving a variety of the types of things we might listen to. Just, you know, if we get tapes from friends' bands. Like, for a while we had, like, a nail polish cassette. They're like a Seattle band, so we listened to that over and over again for, like, 4 hours because that's all we had, so.
Does it have to be a consensus? Is there a vote when you guys are traveling together?
Turns,
we're
like,
pretty chill with that stuff.
Usually Matt, but, we like to switch it up a little bit.
What's your favorite part about the Seattle scene? What's unique from Portland and Seattle, you know? Is there something different about that music scene that we don't have down here, perhaps?
I think it can happen anywhere, but Seattle's got, like, a real nice moment going on right now, I think. There's a lot of good bands and stuff like that, and, you know, Portland has great bands and everything, but I don't know why there's so many good bands going on in Seattle right now. Everyone's very supportive. Everyone's very nice. I don't know. We're down here a lot, but I don't know this scene as well.
Is it the heavy seasonal depression that brings out the
best
in bands?
I don't know, but there's everyone's, like, very inclusive, and all the bands support each other and our friends. It sounds like kind of cliche, but we all go to each other's shows, and we all know each other. So it's a big city, but it's, like, kind of a small, tight-knit scene.
Were you here when MTV was here before?
No.
Oh, and when I was in a band called Meth Teeth, MTV came to town, and they interviewed all the bands, and every single band in Portland. Meth Teeth was a Portland band. Every single band was like seasonal defective disorder or whatever, and talked about how everyone's depressed and that's why they make music and stuff.
When I lived in Seattle, there was a billboard right on the Ave that said that there's more, like, MS in the Northwest than any place.
I remember that, yeah.
And it was like, is it the rain? And that was, like, the question. And I had just moved from the Midwest, and so I was like, oh, is it the rain? I thought I had to ask myself that there was some truth there.
Nuclear power plant. It's up north.
I feel like it's a rich tapestry, but yeah. We all get a little bummed out wintertime. What are some Seattle bands that people down here in Portland might not know about that we should be checking out?
Well, there's a lot of great ones. Some newer ones include Boyfriends and Mommy Long Legs. You probably know already bands like Pony Time and Taco Cat, So Pitted, and who else? Come on. We're always going to shows. I'm going blank now because I'm hot.
It's a pretty good list.
A lot of good
if people
bands.
Start there, there's a lot of work to be done. Well, Wimps, thank you so much for taking some time. What's the best place for people to find information about you and your music?
Thanks for having us. The best place to find us is go on Google and Google Wimps.
Thesewimps.com.
Oh, yeah, thesewimps.com.
Thanks so much for being a Hot Garbage.
Thank you for having us.
if you guys are true freak, you're gonna get on the ground, like down, kneel down. This is what I do to all my freaks. I make them kneel down. If you're a true freak, you get down on the ground. You get down. Down. If you're a true freak, you're not a freak. You're not a freak. You're not a freak. That's a freak. They're a freak. We're gonna party later. You and me. You and me. We'll party. Thank you for being a pillar of solidarity for the rest.
Well, thanks for listening this week. We hope you enjoyed those interviews from the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. Again, be sure to read the liner notes for this episode. We're going to list everyone that we talked to and find them on social media and continue to support the Portland comedy scene.
Do it. So, get out there and see local comedy.
Also support your local podcast scene by continuing to pimp our show to your friends. If you like what you hear, please tell everyone you know about Hot Garbage. You can find episodes like this one every Thursday. It's easiest if you just subscribe to the show on iTunes. It would mean a lot to me and Andy and Nate if you did that. You can also reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. You can do so at hotgarbagepodcast@gmail.com. That's HAUTE, garbagepodcast@gmail.
And hurt garbage.
We're going to go out on some music. Instagram. We haven't decided what that is yet, but
it's a mystery to all of us, and I think you're going to enjoy it.
The future has not been written yet. See you next week on Hot Garbage.
I use my weapon if you come. I might put on my shoes.